Show them to all. And you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fifth Eliyahu in Parsha's Vayera. That's Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Hey. And the Pasuk says, Va'avram ben Mas Shana. Avram was 100 years old. Bivalad Loi when it was born to him. Es Yitzchak ben Oi. Yitzchak his son. Vatimer Sarah. And Sarah said, Tzachayk Asa Le'alikim. Hashem made laughter for me. Kol Hashemeya Yitzchak Li. Anyone that hears is going to be joyful for me. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Vav. Yitzchak Li. Yismach Alai is going to be happy for me. Umejish Hagad. And Metrus says, Harbe Akars Nifkadu Ima. There were actually many barren women that were remembered with Sarah. Harbe Chalim Nisrapu Babayam. There were many sick people that were healed on that day. Harbe tefilas nanu ima. There were many tefilas that were answered on that day as well. For Rav Schoy Kaya Ba'ilam, there was a lot of laughter in the world. Back to Chumash Pasuk Zion. But Tamer, and she said, Mi Milel Avram. Who had said to Avram, Hinika Banam Sarah, that Sarah is going to nurse children? Ki olati ben liskunav, for I gave birth to a son in his old age. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zion. Mi Milel Avram, Lashon Shevach L'chashivas. This is an expression of praise and importance. Kamay Mi Paul V'asa, Mi Bar Eila, Re'u Mahu, see what he is, Umihu, and who he is. Shem Rav Techase, he keeps his promise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mavtiach Va'osa, Hashem promises and he performs. Milel, why is that we use such a strange word? Shina HaKasav Le'emer Diber, the Pasuk changed and didn't use the word Diber. Instead of saying Mi Diber Lavram, it says Mi Milel Lavram. Gematria Shalai Kuf, the gematria of the word Milel is 100. Kloimar, meaning to say, L'soif Me'el Lavram, at the end of 100 years of Avram, he had a baby. Heinika Banim Sarah, Rashi asks, Uma Banim L'shan Rabim, why is it the Pasuk says that she was nursing many children when she only had one son? So Rashi tells us, B'yayim HaMishta, and the day of the feast, Heviu Hasaris has been and Imahen, all these important women, they brought their children with them, Veinika Aysam, and she actually nursed all these children. Shahayu Imris, that's because all the women were saying, Layal the Sarah, Sarah didn't give birth. Ella Sufi Heviu Minashuk, she just brought a random child from the marketplace. So from the fact that she was able to nurse all their children, it was clear that she had her own child. Back to Chomish Pasuk Ches, Vayigdal Layal Vayigamal, and the lad grew up and he was weaned. Vayas Avram Mishta Gadol, and Avram made a great feast to be Yom Higamel as Yitzchak on the day that he weaned Yitzchak. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, Vayigamal, and he was weaned. At the end of 24 months of nursing, Mishta Gadol, a great feast, Shahayu Sham Gdele Ador. All the greats of the generation were there. Who are these greats? Shem, Ve'ever, and Avimelech. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tes. Vatera Sarah as Ben Hagar HaMitzres, Asher Yaldal Avraham, Mitzachek. Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Mitzres that was born to Avraham. She saw that he was being Mitzachek. And this is obviously referring to Yishmael. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes. Mitzachek. What does Mitzachek mean? Loshen Avoidus Elilim. This is an expression of Avoidazara. Kama Shinemer, like it says, Vaikumu Mitzachek. Dover Nacher, another way of understanding is Loshen Gilu Arayis is an expression of immorality. Kamad Tamal at Sachek B. Davarach, another way of understanding is Lashon Ritzicha, an expression of murder. Kamad Tamal, Yakumunahan Army Sachkul Fanenu. So over here, Sarah saw that Yishmael was negatively influencing Yitzchak. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yod, Vatarmel Avram, she told Avram, Garesha Alma Azais Vesbena, drive away this maidservant and her son. Kilo Yirash Ben Alma Azais in Bini Im Yitzchak, for the son of this maidservant will not inherit with my son, with Yitzchak. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod, Im Bini, Mitshuva Sarah, from the fact that Sarah said, Ki lo yirash ben alma azayis im bini, that he is not going to inherit with my son. Atalamid, you learn from there, Shahaya Meir vim Yitzchak al Yerusha, that he was fighting with Yitzchak about the Yerusha. Vaimer, and he was saying, Ani bachar, I'm the firstborn, v'naitel pishnaim, and I get double. V'yatzim basad, and they went out to the field, v'naitel kashtai, and he took his bow, v'yar b'chitzim, and he was shooting arrows at Yitzchak. Kemad detaim, like it says, Kemis laleha hayorazikim. And Va'amar, Yishmael was just saying, Halim asachek ani, I was just playing, but really he was kind of trying to maybe ish kill him. Im bini im Yitzchak, why this double lashon, with my son, with Yitzchak, mikivan shehu bini, since he's my son, afilum einu hagun ki Yitzchak, even if he wasn't great like Yitzchak is, or hagun ki Yitzchak, if he was great like Yitzchak, afilum einu bini, even if he happened not to be my son, ein zekedai lirush imai, this one, referring to Yishmael, is not fitting to inherit with him, and kal v'chaymer, all the more so, im bini, im Yitzchak, with my son, with Yitzchak, sheshteyim bai, he has both of them, he's not only my son, but he's also great like Yitzchak. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph, vayera hadavr maid b'einei Avram, this matter was very bad in the eyes of Avram, al oides b'nai, because of his son. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Yud Aleph. What does that mean? Aloy des Benoi? Al Shoshamash Yatzel Tarbusra. He heard that his son started going down a bad path. He heard that Yishmael was doing bad things. Upshute, the simple understanding is Al Shaymer Zloy Shalchai, that she told Avram that he has to send him out of the house. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayomer Kimel Avram. Hashem said to Avram, Al Yerabe Nechal Anar Val Masecha. It shouldn't be bad in your eyes about the lad and about your maidservant. Kael Asher Tamer Lecha Sarah Shma B'Kaila. Everything that Sarah tells you, listen to her voice. Kibi Yitzchak, because it's through Yitzchak Yikar Lecha Zara that it's going to be called to you offspring. Vegamas ben alma legayasi menu. And don't worry, also the son of the maidservant, I'm going to turn him into a nation, kizar chahu, because he is your offspring. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis. Shema b'kayla, listen to her voice, b'kayl racha kaydesh shabah, meaning listen to her racha kaydesh. Lamanu, this teaches you, shahaya Avram tafel asara b'nevias, that Avram was actually secondary to Sarah when it came to nevias. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Dalet, vayashkem Avram b'baiker, Avram woke up early in the morning, vayikach lechem v'chemas mayim, he took bread and a flask or a skin of water, vayiten al hagar, and he gave it to Hagar, Sam al Shechma, he put her on her shoulder, Ve'esa Yelad and the lad, Ve'eshalchan, he sent her off. Vatelech and she went, Vatesa and she wandered, Bemidbar Be'er Sheva, in the desert of Be'er Sheva. Let's see Rash over here, Pasuk Yodal, with Lechem Vechemas Mayim, Ve'loi Kesav Azov, but he did not give them silver and gold. Ve'lefisha Hayosone al Sheyatzel Tar Bistro, that's because he hated him because he started going down a bad path. Ve'esa Yelad, Af Hayelad Sam al Shechma, he also put the lad on her shoulder. Why is it that she had to carry Yishmael? Shechnisa by Sarah Ayin Ra, because Sarah put an Ayin Ra on Yishmael, Vachazatu Chama, and he got a fever, Vloyacholech Baraglov, and he wasn't able to walk. He was too sick. Vatelech Vatesa, and she went and she wandered. Now, what's this expression of going and wandering? If a person is going, if they're being lech, that means they're not wandering. So what does that mean? She went and then she wandered. So Rashi tells us, Chazrali Guluya Besavia, she actually went back. She reverted to the idols of her father's house. That means she went. She knew where she was going, and then she wandered from the good path, and she went back to serving Avodah Zarah. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tezvav, V'yichlu Amayim Menachemes, and the water finished from the flask, V'tashlechas Ayal Tachas Achad Asichem, and she threw the lad underneath one of the bushes. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tezvav, V'yichlu Amayim, why is it that all the water finished? Because sick people drink a lot, so even though they really had enough water to get to where they needed to, at the end of the day, he drank so much water because he was sick, so they didn't have any water left. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dezayin, V'telech V'teshev Laminegen, and she went and she sat far away, Harchik Kimtachavei Keshes, the distance of a bow's shot. Ki Amar, because she said, Al Erev Mais Hayalin, I can't see the death of the child. Vateshev Mineged, and she sat far away. Vatisa is Kala Vatevk, and she raised her voice and she cried. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tez Zayin, Mineged, Meirachik, far away. Kimtachavei Keshes, Kishtei Tiches, this is actually a double bow shot away. Let's jump to the next Rashi, Vateshev Mineged, Kim Shakarv Lamas, since he was about to die, Hoysifal Israchik, she continued going further away from him. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yed Zayin, Vaishmal Kimas Kal Hanar, and Hashem heard the voice of the lad. And a Malach of Hashem called out to Hagar from Shemayim. Vayomer lo, he told her, Malach Hagar, what is it to you, Hagar? Al tiri, don't be afraid. Ki sham al kim al kol hanar basher hu sham. Because Hashem heard the voice of the lad where he is over there. Let's see Rashi over your pasuk Yud Zayin. Es kol hanar. Mikan, we learn from here, Shiyafa tefilas achelim tefilas acherim olav, that the tefila that is davened by a sick person themselves is actually more powerful than the tefila that other people daven for him. Vikodemus leskabel, and it's accepted first. That's because his mother davened, but it says that Hashem heard his tefila. Basher Husham, what does that mean that he is there? Lefi Maisim Shu Oisa Achshav Hu Nidain, the Maisim that he is doing right now, where his current status is, he's judged based off of that. Vele Lefi Mashu Asa Lazois, and not based off of what he will eventually do. Lefi Shayu Malchi Asharis Mekachigim Va'imrim, because all the Malachim were accusing and saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, Misha Asad Zair Lhamas Bonech Batsama, this one, his offspring, is going to end up killing your children with thirst. Atamal Le Be'er, you're going to bring him a well, you're going to give him water. Vume Shivam, Hashem responded to them, Achshav Mahu, right now, what's Ishmael? Tzadik I Rasha. Amrulay, they told him Tzadik. He's a Tzadik right now. Amrulayim, so he said to them, Lefi Maisav Shal Achshav Anidonai, I'm judging him based off of what he is right now. Vizel, and that's understanding the Pasuk, Ba'asher Hu Sham, wherever he is there, meaning whatever he currently is right now, that's how I'm going to judge him. And now Rashi asks, V'heichon Hemas Yisrael Batzama, when is it that Yishmael killed Klal Yisrael with thirst? Shehiglam Nebuchadnezzar, when Nebuchadnezzar brought them to Gaulus at the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Masa Ba'arav, Likras Tzame Hesayu Mayim, Kshahayu Malichin when their captors were bringing them by the Arabs, the Yidden were said to their captors, we beg of you, bring us to our cousins, Yishmael, that's Yishmael, the Ismailites, and they're going to have mercy on us. Shneimer says in the Pasuk, Archas didonim, and Altikri didonim, call it Ella doidim, as in cousins. Ve'ilu yaitzim l'krasam, and they went out to greet them. The Ismailites went out to greet the Jews, and they brought them meat and salted fish and expanded flesh. Flasks. Kisrum Yisrael Shehem Lei Mayim. The Yidden thought that these flasks were full of water. And when they would put it into their mouth and open it up, this empty air that was inside the flask went into their body and they died. So we see that Yishmael actually was going to kill Klal Yisrael with tzama, with thirst, but nonetheless Hashem did not judge him negatively because he was still a tzaddik at that point in time. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Ches, the Malach continued telling Hagar, Kumi Siyas Anar, get up and carry the lad, and grasp your hand onto him. Kilugai God, for I'm going to make him into a great nation. And Hashem opened up her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went, and she filled up the flask with water, and she gave the lad to drink. And Hashem was with the lad, and he grew up, and he lived in the desert, and he was a shooter, an archer. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf. He would shoot arrows with a bow. Kashas is al shem ha'omnes. That's because that is what the skill is called. That's what the craftsman is called, Kamay Achamar, Agamal, Atsayad, Lefika Hashin Mudgeshes, and Hoya Yeshab in Midbar molastim is ha'evrim, he would dwell in the midbar, he would dwell in the desert, and he would rob all the passersby, who shenemar. And that's the understanding of the pasuk that we had before, yada ba'kol, that his hand is in everything, meaning he robs from everyone. Back to Chumash pasuk of Aleph, vayesha midbar paran, and he dwelled in midbar paran, vatika chloi ima isha me'eretz Mitzrayim, and his mother took for him a wife from the land of Mitzrayim. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk of Aleph, me'eretz Mitzrayim, mimkaim gduleh, that's where she grew up. Shenemar says, v'lo shifcha mitzres, we know that Hagar was from Mitzrayim. And hainu dami inchi, that's what people say, zeroik chotra la'avira, if you throw a stick in the air, i.e. kare kai, it's going to land on its root. And when Hagar was, so to speak, thrown into the air, where did she return? She didn't go back to Avram's house. She didn't stay on the good path. She went back to her old ways. She went back to Mitzrayim. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow to the sixth Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.